Hi, it's Ross here asking Scott this time about how he asked Heather about her vision so that he could work out how best to guide her. Hey, Scott.
Hey, how are you doing?
Yeah, pretty good, pretty good. So can you tell me how you found out about Heather's vision?
Yeah, so when I first met Heather, I asked her, you know, what can you tell me about vision? And Heather told me that she has blurred vision with kind of limited peripheral vision. So from there, I did a bit of a visual assessment on her.
Right, so with that blurred vision, how did you work out how far away she could see?
So I started off standing directly in front of her and asked her, you know, can you see me where I am at the moment? And she was like, yep, that's fine, I can see. So what I did from there is I kept walking further and further away from her and just got her to keep telling me whether she could see me and what she could see as I was walking away from her. From there, I realised that she could see about 10 metres away. And I asked her if she could see any further than that. And she said, no, just about 10 metres is the maximum distance she can see.
Right. And you also mentioned that she had limited peripheral vision. How did you find out how far she could see from side to side?
Yeah, so when I was standing about, you know, 5 or 6 metres away from her, what I did is I started moving to one side and the other. So I said, hey, Heather, keep looking straight ahead. I'm going to start walking around to your right-hand side and tell me when you can't see me anymore. And I kept walking around, and from there I realised that she could only see a few metres if I moved to her right-hand side. Then I came back and moved to the other side, and I realised she could see a little bit more on her left-hand side, but still only if I moved about 5 or 6 metres out to the side.
All right, sounds like you got a good gauge as to where you should be when you're guiding her. Were there any other factors that you found out about what might help her vision?
Yeah, so Heather can see light and dark really easily as well, and she can see large block colours like red and orange and yellows. She used to joke and call me the red blob because that was pretty much how she saw me when I was skiing down the hill.
Right, so I take it you put on a bright red jacket then to make it easy for her.
That's it, red jacket, red pants.
Excellent. Anything else you asked Heather about?
So I asked her about where she'd prefer me to stand when we're skiing down the hill. And from there, I realised that being a little bit closer to the 10-metre range was better. So I stayed about 5 metres away from her, and she was actually really, really good at following me around as we're skiing down the hill.
Did she benefit from any type of lens or sunglasses?
Yeah, so she did have a bit of sensitivity to light. So she wore a dark-coloured lens, and when she wasn't skiing, she'd wear dark sunglasses.